Welcome to the Irish Guitar Podcast with me, Gerry Gaffney, and my learned teacher, Tony O'Rourke. Hi, Tony. Can you believe that we're at the second last lesson of this series of 18?
Indeed. Now, the tune that we're going to have a look at today is called The Three Sea Captains, sometimes called just The Three Captains. This tune is written in jig time, that is 6/8, but is in fact what we refer to as a set piece or a set dance. It is one of the loveliest of the set dance tunes, and sadly, these do not often get an airing at sessions. Now, everything about the technique and the picking and the accompaniment of this tune would be the same as you would apply as if it was a normal jig, but it's not a normal jig. Let me explain. This dance is known as a hard shoe dance and is played and danced twice through the A part and then once through the B part, leading with the right foot. Although it's often played twice through each part, or sometimes once through each part, which reflects most musicians' ignorance of the dance, myself included. This is a dance that is not fixed in the steps, and the steps are usually arranged by the dance teacher. It is a very popular competition piece, and this is regarded as a short dance by dancers. Sometimes you will see the phrase long dance used. A long dance might be of the same duration in terms of bars as a short dance, but because of the slower tempo, it takes longer to complete. Now, you might all be listening to this and think, geez, this guy knows a lot about dancing. I know absolutely nothing about dancing. I can't even do a waltz. But my thanks go to my step dancing friend, Dale Gurner, for the information on these step dances. Dale is one of our best dancers in Australia, and I think a few years ago she might have even competed in the World Championships. She also plays a button accordion with me at some of the sessions around Melbourne. Now, I've often heard this tune played at normal jig tempo. Set pieces are almost always played at a much slower tempo than, for want of a better word, normal tempo. Considerably slower. This is because the steps to the dance are very intricate. You often find in set pieces an unusual number of bars. Not always, but very often. And this tune is an example of that. This tune has 16 bars repeated in the first part and 20 bars in the second part, giving us the unusual total of 52 bars. It's important to have at least some set pieces in your repertoire in case you're found to be in a situation where a step dancer is present and asks the question, what set dances do you play? Also, it would be quite proper if playing for a step dancer for him or her to request that the tune is to be played at a certain tempo. The tempo for dancing is the prerogative of the dancer. I play and have written this tune as a jig, although, as mentioned, the tempo is that of a much, much slower jig than normal. This tune appears in Allen's Irish Fiddler in 6/8 time, or jig time. But interestingly, in O'Neill's, it appears in 4/4, using a combination of dotted quaver, semi-quaver notes, and triplets. I often stick with O'Neill, but in this particular case, I've gone with Allen's, as it is easier to read, although there is a case to be made for either way of transcribing the tune. This is one tune where you really do need to study and learn the chord progression. The A7 chord in the eighth bar of the second part of the tune is often missed, yet it adds a lovely touch to the tune. There are many points in the tune where a well-thought-out chord progression can add enormously to the overall sound of this tune. Conversely, merely playing this tune in the key of G and hoping or praying that it will all fall into place will simply not work. In fact, it would be worse than having white wine with the finest cut of beef. The first part of the tune is played entirely in open position, but when you reach the last note of the fourth bar of the second part of the tune, and that's the D note, you move into third position. That is, first finger, third fret. For the next two bars, that is bars 22 and 23, I've included suggested finger markings so that you can reach the high B without too much difficulty, and then work your way back down to the open position. The rest of the tune is played in open position. There's also one accidental in the tune, that is a C sharp in bar 24, and this is also where the A7 chord occurs. And just to reiterate a point that I made in our last series of podcasts, it will broaden your understanding of Irish music if you spend a day or two attending and watching some Irish dancing competitions, if there's any in your area. Good dancers have a very accurate sense of timing, and timing is so fundamental to good music. Incidentally, in O'Neill's, the Irish title is given for the tune as Na Trí Taoiseach, or the Three Captains, and I'm guessing that the word Taoiseach is the plural of Taoiseach, which of course is the Irish word for the Prime Minister of Ireland.
Yeah, I think actually Taoiseach or Taoiseach would both be plural forms.
Okay, I'll play it slowly in a moment after our usual reminder that you can buy the booklet, which contains sheet music, chords, scales and the like, for this series of lessons from www.irishguitarpod.com. And I'll play the tune just at the normal pace, because the normal pace for this tune is fairly slow anyway, so I won't be playing a slow version of the tune, just the normal paced version.
Okay, great, and we'll see you all next week.
See you all then.